I got a call from you the other day, and I called you on the way home, and I didn't...
Well, there wasn't anything. I was only calling you about that, you know, the tie-up we had on the agricultural appropriation bill last year. And they were trying to find out just where we were on that. I found out, and somebody said that you'd call me. Actually, you called Albert Thomas. They just got it mixed up. I think we got it all straight.
No, I haven't called Albert Thomas.
I mean, last fall. At least that's what they said.
I don't think so. But anyway, I don't remember it. I want to talk to you about Senate 1686. That's the bill the Supreme Court with us. Just affects three of them. It's already passed. Dirksen got it passed over at the judiciary. I talked to the Speaker about it. And,
Supreme Court widows?
Yeah. Just involves three of them. There's Fred Benson and there's Jackson, there's Rutledge, and it puts them on the same basis as presidential widows. I wish you'd see if you can't talk to Manny and get you some of your Democrats to get that out and pass it some afternoon when everybody's quiet.
Okay.
Doesn't involve but three. Now, somebody told me that Delaney and O'Neill are giving us some trouble on our bill and poverty bill and rules committee.
Well, Delaney told me that
they say if you have the kind of bill they want, well, you can't get a bill that'll ever pass.
That there's a paragraph in there regarding religious, public schools only. And he says he's not going to go for it. It's in there. And he's really talking pretty tough about the whole leadership program, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we sure don't want to have any, we don't have any match with those two boys, New York and Boston, but if they want to go to the mat, well, we will. I see where O'Neill threatened us on the Boston shipyard. Well, we have studied that. It had already been liquidated. It hadn't been for me, but if he don't want to be, he's threatening the wrong man when he goes threatening me. You better tell John that. I'd go to him right now and see if he can get that straightened out, because we can't have them on the rules committee going with us.
Well, we can't have anything.
Yeah.
I just don't insist. We'd be better off without a rules committee. You know, we're troubled with prima donnas, absentees, and everything. I just tried to get Smith to bring up the salary bill next week for the rules committee. He's and he's playing these absentees. They're playing right into his hands. These liberals, you know.
Why don't you ask John, let's have the members of the Rules Committee down here, me and you and him with them, just the Democratic members.
That's a good idea sometime for early next week.
This week?
Well,
poverty, we got poverty right now, and we ought to have them down here this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon or sometime. You just don't let it come from me, but just say, why don't you suggest it?
Right.
And just sit
I'm
around.
I'm leaving Wednesday.
Well, do it.
McAllister's having
Well, you're a hell of one to talk about absentee.
I've never been absent one time, Mr. Wilson.
All right, okay, all right. You said these sons of bitches are absent, but I can't be here after Wednesday. That's what you said.
Well, I can't. Do you blame me?
Not a bit. I'm just needling.
I stay here my
I'm just needling you a little bit.
Vacation, working on that farm.
I'm just needling you a little
leave
bit.
Leave town.
We've got to get these bills passed, though. If we can't pass poverty and pay bill, well, we might as well turn it over to Goldwater.
Well, we can pass it. It's just a little old needling situation. We'll pass them. But let me ask you this. Now, should we? I don't think we should try this till we get all the rules committee members here. We should. I'll do it tomorrow, next day. I'd even say.
Well, where are they?
They're out campaigning.
Who is?
Well, Elliot's one we gotta have.
When does he come in?
He only comes in when we absolutely have to have him, and we couldn't get him last week. We couldn't get him at all.
Well, when's he over? When's his campaign over?
The first Tuesday of June. We got him, and then we're gonna start losing Bowling. We've got O'Neill. Hill and...
Can't you let them vote? Can't you let them vote proxies up there? Why don't they break that rule and start voting them? That's what they ought to do.
It's against the rules of the Rules Committee. It would take a major operation to do that.
That major operation ought to be done sometime because...
Well, it has to be done at the beginning of the session.
Yeah.
Start changing. But I'll see if we can have it down there. I don't think...
Well, I think we could have whatever we got in town. We could at least talk to them.
Okay. Tomorrow night?
Yeah, anytime. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I'm meeting with the speaker in about 5 minutes.
What's Smith going to do on poverty?
He's against it. But he's cooperating about bringing them up. He's right.
Is he against the pay bill, too?
Yep. Yes, sir. He just told me that he didn't promise anything. But he's going to use absenteeism and all these little bills they're getting out. Going to flood us with bills that the committee chairman are wanting so that we can't complain that we don't have business, you know. He's playing again. Very plain. But he's more cooperative than some of our own people. ARA. Jim Delaney was just saying to me up there on the floor a while ago, he said, there's nothing in this mass transit from New York to big cities. It's just buses in the suburbs to help New York City. I don't know if it does happen. If it doesn't happen, but it would go to.
Well, as he just did, as he got Lord. Someone and those people talk always bother them. John will be there. Demonstrate that.